You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Eddie Robinson. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the controversial Rockefeller drug laws. Those strict sentencing guidelines, which were reformed in 2009, sent a generation of New Yorkers to prison, 15 or 25 years, often for possession of small amounts of cocaine or marijuana. Our sister station, North Country Public Radio, is spending the next year exploring how the Rockefeller laws changed New York State and the country. The lead producer of this project, Brian Mann, joins me now to talk about it. Brian, why did you guys decide to tackle this history?
Well, Eddie, we broadcast up in the Adirondack North Country part of New York State, and to a huge extent, this is where the state of New York built the prison system that's been used to house all those tens of thousands of people placed behind bars under the Rockefeller laws. So even now, after the laws were changed, prisons are one of our big industries up here. So we felt it was important in this 40th anniversary year to ask some big questions about how that all came to be and what it means. And it's also important to point out that this is a story that is still kind of developing. A lot of guys who lost whole chapters of their lives to this law, they're middle-aged now. They're trying to sort out how to go forward after all those decades behind bars.
Yeah, you profiled George Prendes from the Bronx. He's 59 years old now and was one of the earliest cases prosecuted under the Rockefeller laws. Tell us about him.
Yeah, George was a great window for us into this experience. And for one reason, because he's not an angel. This is a guy who really was involved in a small drug deal back when he was arrested in the 70s. You know, but he was also a young first-time offender. It was a small crime that involved no violence. And despite that fact, George spent 15 years in some of the state's toughest maximum security prisons.
There's a lot of things that I could have done and didn't do. I mean, I was 23 years old when I got arrested. I got out of prison when I was 37. That was a big chunk of my life.
Now, these laws were reformed in 2009 so that fewer people like George are going to prison for long sentences. But these mandatory minimum laws are still in place in much of the U.S., right?
Yeah, that's right. These Rockefeller laws passed in the 70s kind of set the standard. So one of the reasons we decided to dig into this story is that we found a lot of people across the country questioning whether these mandatory minimums work. You know, do tough drug sentences make cities safer? Do they stop the spread of drugs, curb gang violence? Are we locking up the right people? One of the folks we talked to about this is Scott Christensen. He's a historian and a journalist who spent decades writing about mass incarceration.
I think that this state and our society really has to do some hard thinking and to reflect on the impact of this long-term war on drugs, what it has meant for our society, what it has cost.
Brian, one of the controversial aspects of the Rockefeller laws is that they wound up targeting black and Hispanic men like George Prendes far more than they affected members of the white community. But you found that when the laws were first passed, they had strong backing from black leaders.
Yeah, this was really a surprise to me. Governor Nelson Rockefeller, who pushed these laws through, was actually kind of playing catch-up in a way to people like the Reverend Oberia Dempsey from Harlem, who wanted to really lower the boom on drug dealers. Here's Reverend Dempsey speaking back in 1973.
I was assaulted by members of a dope mob, and we know what it is like to be victimized by bloodthirsty, money-hungry, death-dealing criminals.
This year-long look back at the Rockefeller drug laws and their impact is called the Prison Time Media Project. You can find out more by going to our website at WNYC.org. Brian Mann from North Country Public Radio is the lead producer. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eddie.
We'll check back in with you through the year as the series continues. You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC.